All in all, it took Jeff Rosenheim 10 years to pull together the exhibition Photography in the American Civil War, on view at NOMA now through May 4th. It is an amazing collection of 200 objects, not only because photography itself was but 20 years old, but also because they are the most visible record of early America's most devastating period.
The poignancy of the war is in all these faces. They didn't know what a photograph was. The medium was just beginning. It had been practiced primarily in cities. But these portraits are what really tells the story of the war, how they looked at the camera, what they expected from it, what that role was going to be. I think they realized that photographs have a talismanic quality. And if their families didn't have their image in their hands, they could cradle those pictures. Their handheld objects. If they could cradle them, that maybe their boys would come home. Their husbands would come home. Their brothers would come home. Most really didn't.
Of course, it's impossible not to ask Jeff Rosenheim if he has a favorite portrait, one that stays with him.
So there's this great portrait of Sojourner Truth, who was born in New York State a slave.
Sojourner Truth, who changed her name from Isabella Bomfrey, was born into slavery in 1797 to a Dutch-speaking family in upstate New York. Sold off when she was 9 and then several times after that, she walked away to freedom in 1826, taking with her an infant daughter. Sojourner became a powerful force in the anti-slavery movement, traveling the country, advocating for the cause. And although she could neither read nor write, she raised money for her abolitionist work by selling copies of her portrait.
She copyrighted the photograph that's in the show in her own name in 1864. It's the only time we have this in American history. She puts on it her name and this phrase that totally destroys me. I sell the shadow to support the substance. It's right under her picture, on her likeness, that she copyrighted in her own name. I sell the shadow to support the substance.
Nearly 750,000 lives were lost in the American Civil War, a conflict that began on April 12, 1861, and ended 4 years later, almost to the day. Remnants of that conflict still haunt this country, almost 150 years later.
This show, more than any I've ever done, packs an emotional punch. I don't think anyone is going to forget seeing these wounded soldiers who look to the camera in the hands of their doctor, under whose care they are. They look to the camera in a very different way than the soldiers with their weapons look at the camera. How close are we to this struggle? And I think that when I say it's one of the more emotional shows I've ever done, or for that matter, experienced, what I mean is that it's a very dense show filled with great, great visual impact. It's demanding. You have to get close to it. I hope people realize that these photographers and these subjects, the dead and alive, the wounded, those who are the leaders and the soldiers, that it is a bottom-up show. I hope that everybody feels that we are part of this story.
To learn more about NOMA's Photography in the American Civil War, go to WWNO.org or NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.